May the words of my mouth, the meditation of my heart, be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. If you have a Bible or there's one in front of you in the pew, you can turn to Matthew chapter 1, but I want to read the scripture to you from Romans chapter 5 to kind of set the stage. Romans chapter 5, verse 1 says, "Therefore, having been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have obtained our introduction by faith into this grace in which we stand. And we exult in hope for the glory of God. Not only this, we also exult in our tribulations, knowing that tribulation brings about perseverance, perseverance proven character, and proven character hope. And hope does not disappoint, because the love of God has been poured out within our hearts through the Holy Spirit, who has given us. While we were still helpless, at the right time, Jesus died for the ungodly. For one will hardly die for a righteous man, though perhaps for the good man someone would even dare to die. But God demonstrated his love towards us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." In verse 6 it says, while we're still helpless, it uses the word helpless. At the right time, Christ died for us. But not only were we helpless in verse 8, but God demonstrates his own love to us, and while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. In Matthew chapter 1, just reading this morning, being drawn to this from a reference, I was just blown away by something that I've read a gazillion times and words I've used so many times. And that is the word Emmanuel. This is a quote, of course, from Isaiah chapter 7. It says in verse 23, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child," so it's referencing the nativity, the birth of Christ, "and shall bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel," which translated means God with us. And as I was contemplating that this morning, it just blew me away at the indications. Now, remember what I read to you from Romans chapter 8, the way this relationship started when Jesus ended up at the cross, it wasn't because any of us deserved anything. We were helpless, and so, of course, he had to come to us. And we were sinners. So we were actively, the scripture said, at enmity with God. So we were helpless and we were sinners. It wasn't like something we deserved or God came to a good people. I mean, we were not just zero, we were anti-Christ in a sense. We were sinners, anti-God. And yet, one of the very names of our Lord is Emmanuel. And the word Emmanuel means God with us. Now think about that. Think about that God, it's as if somebody were to say, "What is your name?" And I said, "Well, my name is so-and-so," and it means Chuck with you. That part of my purpose and passion, one of the ways you can define my personality and what drives me is my desire to be with you. That's incredible. That the name Emmanuel, one of very proper names for our Lord, the second person of the Trinity, the God-man, is I want to be with you. My name is with you. To be with you. And when you think about what he says here, "Behold, the virgin shall be with child," think about what God chose to do, the steps he took and was prepared to take, what he was willing to put himself through to be with you, is that God stepped out of eternity into time. God who's never been dependent or needed anyone ever. God who's totally independent and self-sufficient, took on the flesh, and there's nothing weaker in all of creation than a human baby. In all of the creation, any infant, whether any kind of animal or bug, very quickly they're able to take care of themselves. Nothing is more frail, nothing is more helpless, nothing is more vulnerable than a human baby. They can't do anything for themselves for a long time. And yet God put himself in such a vulnerable place and in further proof that he'll do whatever it takes to be with us, he gave himself to a couple of poor children. They were just kids, Joseph and Mary, and they were desperately poor and lived under the cloud of a horrific scandal. Nobody believed Mary, except for a few people, that she had not been unfaithful and immoral. And so he allowed himself to be raised in a seemingly, at least in the public eye, broken family that had a cloud of scandal and was utterly dependent on Mary to care for him, to feed him, to change him, to keep him warm or too cold from being too cold, to keep him alive. God did that. And it's in that context he uses the name Emmanuel. And what he's saying is that when you were at a place, the way this relationship began, when you were still blowing it every day, sinning every day, when you were actively sinning, my heart for you was so desperate that I was willing to do whatever it takes to be with you, to take on humanity so that you can relate to me as the Son of Man. That's amazing to me. It's like the Eucharist. Why in the world would God come to us in the form of bread and wine? That's kind of humiliating. He's the God of gods, the Lord of lords. Why would he come to us in such a vulnerable thing? We might spill that, or which we obviously have. Why would he come to us in such smallness? Because he's Emmanuel. He's already proven to us, even when we didn't even belong to him, even when we were sinners all the time, that he is Emmanuel, that he wants to get to us and be with us so bad, he'll do whatever it takes. No matter how vulnerable the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords has to be. You see, that helps define love. You know, the world is full of people who live with insecure masks. God was brave enough to become vulnerable and to go through all the humiliation simply because he wanted to be with you and me. Now, if that was true at the beginning, how much more is that true now? Of course, therefore, we have things like the Bible and we have Eucharist and all these other ways that he comes to us, because he's given himself the very name that says, what I desire, what brings me more pleasure than anything else, Song of Solomon says this, is to be with you. Well, I can trust somebody like that. I don't have to be afraid with somebody like that. And that I can realize also that all the things that go on in my life that doesn't make sense, that seems to be painful, in a real sense, we talked about this yesterday, I can always see Emmanuel there. That somehow, some way, he wants to be with me at a deeper level. That's what drives him. That's what drove him to be born of a human. That's what drove him to the cross. That's what drives him to come to us in the form of bread and wine. Of course that makes sense. Of course, he's really there. Of course, it's not just a symbol. He's Emmanuel. Of course, he would do whatever it takes to be with us. Amen. In the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Amen.